Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty P. Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Devoted to Him Ministries is committed to winning the lost and building up the body of Christ through broadcasting the Word of God with fire, faith, and power, teaching all nations, and lifting up the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's message is designed to help you grow in every area of your being. Through the devoted lifestyle, we can all win. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16. And now, Devoted to Him Ministries founder, Misty P. Long.
Well, glory to God. It's another day that the Lord has blessed me. And I am just so excited about being able to lift up the name of Jesus and to give all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise to the one who made me and to his son Jesus Christ who saved me and to the precious Holy Spirit who leads me and guides me and is with me at all times in living the Christian life. And I'm just so glad to have all of you all here in Devoted to Him Global Ministries coming into our ministry house. The entire staff and team of Devoted to Him are always honored when we have a chance to get on the airwaves and let that spirit and that mantle and anointing that God has blessed us with spread throughout the United States and around the world. And we're so glad that you're joining with us in our pursuit of Jesus in 2015. And truly, we are after him. We are our desire, just like a deer pants after water, our desire is for the Lord. And we live for him, and we serve under his leadership and under his rule and under his jurisdiction. And he's the best leader anyone could ever have. So we just thank you today. And so we're excited. We're continuing with our celebration of the birthday week of one of our staff members, Sister Patricia Jones. She celebrated her birthday in April, the April 23rd, I believe is the exact date. And we're just rejoicing. We're glad she was born. She's a vital part of Devoted to Him Global Ministries. Brings a lot of light, a lot of joy, and a lot of word of God, and a lot of strong faith into the mission and the calling and the mandate of Devoted to Him Global Ministries Incorporated. So as with all the staff members, we're excited when any of us have a birthday because that's another year to give God the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And so we've taken this time during her birthday season to enjoy Patricia's life story and what her journey has been with the Lord. And we're just going to continue today to hear the second part of her fascinating story of how she came into the kingdom of God and became a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just really want to call someone and tell someone right now that we're on the air and that we're going to hear some fascinating information and some good news about one of the most important decisions that any of us will make in this life, and that is to decide where we're going to spend eternity and to decide what we're going to do with Jesus. And so Pat is one woman. She has one story, but it is a compelling story of how she made up her mind that Jesus was the way she wanted to go. So just get ready for that. And like I said, call and tell somebody. I think it's exciting information, and we all need to hear it. And, of course, I just wanted to remind you all of one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It is Romans chapter 10. And I just want you to think about this while Patricia's sharing her testimony. Is, you know, God used the Apostle Paul to make it so plain, so real, and so simple for any of us and all of us to make the same decision that Pat made. And I challenge you to get your Bible out and to just write this down for reference, maybe now and also later on, Romans chapter 10. And the whole chapter is good, but starting at verse 8, the apostle says very boldly, but what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ is near you, on your lips and in your heart. You know, so Paul is saying, you know, you don't have to, you know, fly across the world to Timbuktu. You know, you don't even have to go across the street to get the word of God. But he said the word is in you. It's on your lips. It's in your heart. And he said, and what word am I talking about? That is the word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Verse 9, he says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on that truth. And I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. That God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Paul said there's no doubt about it. He didn't say you might be, I hope you are, I think you are. He said the strongest word in the English language is will. That's a sure thing, absolutely sure thing. That if you confess, if you believe in your heart and confess with your lip that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you really believe that, that God raised him from the dead to save you from your sins, you will be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart a person believes and is justified, and with the mouth he confesses and confirms his salvation. And the scripture says that no man who believes in him and trusts in him will ever be put to shame or be disappointed. Because there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us. And he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. It's a promise. It's one of the greatest Bible promises. Will be saved. Anybody, who's anybody? That's me. That's you. Jesus said, whosoever will. In the book of Revelation, Jesus said out of his own mouth, whosoever will, let him come. Everyone who calls will be saved. So we just thank God for the gospel and for the truth tonight. And I thank God we have his messenger, Patricia Jones, here on the airwaves now. And so I want you to hear this personal story of one woman with one journey who did this very thing that we just read that the Apostle Paul blessed us with in the book of Romans. She made up her mind at some point in her life to do this very thing. And here we are today. Here she is, a flaming fire minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Pat, just go ahead and come to us in the way that the Lord would lead you and continue to share that wonderful story of you and Jesus.
Okay, well, I'll just continue sharing my testimony. And for the ones that y'all heard the beginning of it, well, you know, I shared about the witnesses that came across my path when I was, you know, before I became saved. Several witnesses came across my path that shared with me, and then from these, I became born again. So now I'll just continue it. After I became born again, you know, I was still working in a regular office, government office. I was a clerk. And I began to seek the Lord and ask him, you know, what do you have me to do with my life? What is your will for my life? And what is the purpose of my life and my calling? And I had a friend I was working with, and she was attending an Episcopal church. At the time, I wasn't attending anywhere, and she said, well, she says, you should really go and talk to the priest and talk to him about this. And, you know, she had this pastor, which was a priest. She liked real well. So I said, okay, I'll make the appointment. So I made the appointment and talked to the priest, a real godly, friendly man, and I asked him the same question what I was asking and seeking for. You know, what is God's will for my life, and what has he called me to do? And he told me, he said, well, if you really want to know what God's called you to do, you should ask him. So I did. I asked the Lord, and I got one word, and it was teacher. And for a long time, I didn't really know what he meant. I thought, does he mean elementary school teacher? Does he mean high school teacher? What does he mean? And then I finally began to realize he was talking about Bible teacher and teaching the word. And, well, I did get into some good churches. I was in a good denominational church, and I was able to teach Sunday school, beginner's class. And then I went to another church, and a friend and I, we taught a Sunday school class together. I think they might have been first grade or something like that. We taught it together, and we learned so much from those kids. As we taught them, we learned also. So, well, anyway, you know, after years past that, I was in a women's ministry, a worldwide ministry for women, served on their board, and also did some prison ministry. And but through all this, I knew I needed more training to really fulfill the call of God in my life as teaching the Bible. I need more training. So I decided to go to Bible school. And, you know, that would remind me of the scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15, where it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workmanship that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's what I needed at the time. I needed to learn God's word. So I went to Bible school for 2 years, and it was an awesome Bible school. I mean, it was probably one of the best years of my life. It was awesome. Learned the word, and I had an opportunity to work as a chaplain, which I'm still doing today. You know, the door opened, and I took it, and it's been an awesome journey. It's been a chaplain. I've met a lot of nice people. I've seen a lot of salvations, rededications. And also sometimes when I see them again, then they come back in. It was like a local hospital where it is, where I'm working. And some of them will come back in. They'll say, well, you know, that they had gotten healed and the prayer had really helped them. So I just thank God. So anyway, through this chaplaincy, I've been able to get licensed and get ordained. And I thank the Lord for that. So I thank you, thank God that could give me more opportunities. And also, of course, you know, with this ministry, this ministry right now that I'm in right now, Dwell to Him Global Ministry, of course, I'd be able to, you know, share the gospel there. And we have a workshop, a conference, at least once a year. And I'll be able to be used in that. And I thank God for the opportunity there. It has really been a journey. And I know that one scripture that I always use regarding his calling is Philippians 3:14, where it says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So it's continuation. It's a journey. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I just look forward to more teaching and more opportunities coming my way. It's more of a servant. That's about what it is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Pat, it's just so, it's rich what you said, just so much there. And one thing that just comes up in my spirit, as you were speaking, just patience, you know. Sometimes we're in such a hurry, you know, to get where we think we need to go or we need to be going. And the Bible talks about in the Old Testament, line upon line and precept upon precept. You know, and we have to understand that faith is a lifestyle. You know, it's not a moment or a thought or a revelation or a good day or a bad day. It's a lifestyle. And You learn it through direct interaction with Jesus and with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. You learn it in direct contact with God. You learn it through God's word. You learn it through his messengers, through his anointed teachers and preachers and trainers. And you learn it from being around other people who are also practicing a lifestyle of faith. Because faith is a spirit, okay? It's a spirit.
Yeah.
And a spirit, the spiritual part, there are parts of it you can't really be taught. You don't have the saying goes, more is caught than taught. So there's the taught part of faith. But there's that other aspect of faith that you're never going to succeed in faith without, which is the spirit of faith. Paul talked about the spirit of faith. And you just get that from just being around the crowd, being around the crowd of people of like precious faith. And it goes from heart to heart and breast to breast and mind to mind, and a unity comes in and a strengthening comes in. Being around other people who are full of this word that Paul was talking about over in Romans 10 that we shared at the beginning of the show tonight, you know, who are full of this word. And the word of God is referred to in several different ways in the New Testament. It's referred to as the word. It's referred to as Jesus. You know, it says in John 1 that Jesus is the word. So the word of God, Jesus, the gospel, and it's also called the word of faith. So there's no way we're going to get around faith when you're dealing with the word of God, when you're truly dealing with it. You're going to have to believe. You can't just listen and 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 never branch out in faith as a result of what you're listening to and get anywhere in the things of God. It's not going to happen. In Hebrews 4, you know, the writer taught, the children of Israel couldn't get anywhere because they didn't mix the word with faith. You have to mix the word with faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith, trust in the Lord with all, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all their heart, leans not on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge him, and he leads and guides and directs their path. And, of course, if you've been in the word, then at some point the word is going to cause you to act. The authentic word, if you've been in the true word, spending time in it, listening to it, and hanging around other people who are in the word, at some point the word is going to motivate you to do something based on that word. And that's basically the story you've been telling us, Pat, the last couple of weeks, is that you began to get involved with the word. You began to handle the word. You began to listen to the word and meditate on the word and hang around other people that love the word. And at some point, you begin to hear the rhema word of God. The spoken word of God came alive in your life at some point, and then you begin to hear this. You heard the word teach. You heard one word. And sometimes all it takes is one word to get you started. Come on now. One word of faith, teach. That's all you heard. It sounds like maybe for several years that's all you heard, word teach. But just that one word, you held it in your heart. You treasured it. You cherished it. You believed it. And then that one word caused you to take other steps in your journey. You know, faith of acts. You got to act on what you believe. If you never act on what you believe is good as dead, James said. Come on now. In James' book, it says that the word that does not act is like a corpse. A corpse in a casket is what the word that does not act. The true word has to get up and do something. So we just thank God that you obey God. We thank you for that. I know the devoted to him family, I can speak for us, we're glad you obey God. And I believe the radio family is happy because you always have something rich and wise to share. And you don't have things to share that you just got in a quick hot second and then you just went and didn't keep your head on straight and just start blabbing, you know. You have thought about it, right? You have thought about it. You've lived it. You've made mistakes and got back up and made mistakes and got back up. I don't think that your testimony is that you never missed God in your life or you never made a human mistake. But the bottom line is you were patient and you didn't quit. You were patient and you didn't quit. And I guess I'll ask you, has God been faithful?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we just thank you. I love nothing more than a testimony because you know what? That's what we're here for. You know, the angels, Pat, we have a story, as the song goes, that the angels cannot sing. Come on now. The things you shared the last 2 weeks, angels wish they could do that. But they don't understand redeemed like we humans do. Come on now. Only one human can testify to another human, I've been redeemed. So I just thank you for being humble enough and willing enough and vulnerable enough to just tell the truth and to share your journey. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us?
Well, I'm just, like you said, it's a journey and it's continuous. I mean, it's just, it's everyday lifestyle. I mean, it's, you know, you walk outside your house and you're in ministry, you know. You know, you walk into a grocery store and you're in ministry. It's with you wherever you go. Your lifestyle is a ministry everywhere you go. Mm.
Yes. And believe in God. Yes. And the more I learn, is the more I practice, is that I just believe God in everything I can think to believe Him in. You know, because I want my faith to grow. You know, and I want my faith to grow as big as it can grow, as far as it can go. You know, and even as fast as it can go. And I know that the only way my faith is going to grow is just like exercising a muscle. You know what I'm saying? In order to get a muscle in shape, you have to be patient and you have to, on a regular basis, exercise it. So if I want my faith to be strong faith and effective faith and a faith that's going to bring results, then I realize that every opportunity I have, I need to be willing to pray without ceasing. I need to have a praying spirit, a spirit of dependence upon God for all things, even for my daily bread. And then I also need to take every opportunity I can to believe God. To believe Him for breakthrough, to believe Him for deliverance, to believe Him for the miraculous, to believe Him for the supernatural, to believe Him for blessings, because every time I do that, on whatever projects He gives me in my personal life, my business life, my corporate life, my ministry life, whatever realm of life it is, when He gives that opportunity for me to believe Him against the odds, when the circumstances tell me no, the word is not going to work this time. No. You might think God said it, but we're going to deny it. This world will tell you that. Circumstances will tell you that. Well, Pat, I'm starting to get to the point my engine gets revved up. Come on now. I want the devil to tell me no. Hallelujah. That I'm just going to meditate that much harder and confess God's word. I'm getting better and better and better at allowing positivity to consume my life. Now, I have not arrived, Pat. But I would catch myself, the people at work laugh at me. I'll catch myself getting ready to complain. And then I'll stop myself or talk about myself, or I will change right there. I'll stop at mid-sentence and change and rearrange what I'm saying. And I believe it's encouraging the people at work. You know, some of them don't even go to church and not Christians. I think they're encouraged. They, you know, and some of them laugh at me sometimes. But they know I'm trying, bless God. I'm trying. And I know I'm growing. I'm getting better and better at understanding the importance of what it really means to be on the Lord's side and what it really means to give the Lord's report. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what you feel, if you're going to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, you give the Lord's report at all times. Now, Christians who are in their flesh and who are worldly and who are not, who maybe are not getting teaching to understand all that they have in Christ and who they are and what they can have and what they can be fully in Christ, think that this kind of talk is crazy. You know, they think it's fake. You know, where you just can't be full of joy all the time, you can't be happy all the time, you can't always have a good report, that's unrealistic. Well, outside of Christ, it is. But in Christ, I always got good news. Come on now, Jesus is always good news.
Amen.
And the outcome I'm expecting is always good news. And so if I'm expecting good news outcome, then in the midst of the trial and the tribulation, I don't need to be speaking the trial and tribulation. I need to be speaking the outcome that I know is coming in Jesus' name. That's what I need to be doing. That's what the smart person does in the spirit. Spiritually smart people are always speaking the results of the word and not the trial that you're going through right now. It's not that you don't acknowledge it. It's not that you don't feel it.
It's not that you might not enlist other people, you know, to help you as you pray through it, but at the end of the day, stay in power. I just put a post on Facebook from a person that I'm friends with on Facebook, and I really don't even know this person personally, but they're a powerful minister of God. And we've been friends on Facebook for a couple of years, and this person does a lot of teaching on leadership. And they just posted something today, and I reposted it on my timeline that said staying positive in the midst of negativity is not, I forgot how they worded it, but they said staying positive in the midst of negativity is leadership. And that just hit my spirit. I said, amen, that is so true. Staying positive when everything and everybody else is negative is not being a dingbat or a dingwit or a dizzy head or immature or childish. It's not being unrealistic. It's just being a leader. It's just being a leader. Staying positive in a negative world. That's being a leader. And that's leading other people the right way. Thank God. Well, we thank God for you, sis, and I am encouraged. And I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. And I know that your testimony is just still in progress. The last chapter of your life has not been written yet, Pat. And everything nope. You spoke tonight, it was a comma. You know, the end of your testimony tonight is not a period, it's a comma, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. You just need to stay tuned for the breakthroughs and blessings that are coming, because I know that though you attained a lot of your milestones, first of all, finding out what God wanted you to do was a goal. You found that out. And then you felt a real urge and compulsion to get training and, you know, believe God to show you the right place. And he showed you the right place by faith. You came, what was it, 1,000 miles from where you were? To get to, I don't know if it was quite 1,000, it was a lot of miles, and to go to the 700 miles, and you just uprooted your whole life, your whole nursing career and everything, moved 700 miles by faith to go to the exact school you thought, to get the training to teach that you felt he told you. That was another milestone. You were there 2 years, you achieved that, you graduated from there, and then, you know, you believe God, and, you know, for the credentials and things that you needed, and sure enough, you know, you reached that milestone. Not saying you wanted over more credentials, but you have credentials, you know, that a lot of people, have yet to reach that milestone of being licensed and ordained, you know, as a minister of the gospel. So you've achieved that milestone. There's been several milestones you've achieved. And I know that you yet still have dreams. And it's exciting fellowship with you as I know that you believe in God and that these other things shall, because Jesus don't return. If Jesus doesn't return, these other things, that the dreams you have in your heart now, shall come to pass also. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And audience, I hope everyone's encouraged is listening. Because what we just said for Sister Patricia is also true for you. Glory to God. Your life has got a comma on it right now, not a period. Because you still yet got days and months and weeks ahead. And if you're healthy, you got dreams. Things that you have achieved that are now in your past, but yet you got a new dream. You're dreaming again. Just like a woman that has a baby. You know, she gets pregnant and she dreams of that baby and dreams about birthing that baby and dreams about what it's going to be like to be a new mom and dreams about what it's going to be like to birth a child. And when she births that baby and that baby comes and then she gets that baby through the babyhood stage, a lot of women start dreaming again. They get pregnant again. Come on now, it's time to get pregnant. It's time for a new baby. Glory to God. And so a lot of us out here in Radio Land, I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, it's time for a new baby. Hallelujah. It's time for you to believe God for a new pregnancy in Christ. God has things he wants you to birth even yet in 2015. We're still not that far into 2015. We're only 4 months going into 5 months into the year. There's a lot of 2015 left. And whatever that dream is, you can still do it. You can still be it. You can still achieve it. It can still come to pass if you'll just believe. So we just thank God for you. And Sister Patricia right now is just going to pray. There may be some that have heard this inspiring word and say, hey, if you're not saved, hey, I want to pray the prayer. I want to become born again. For those of us who are born again, your faith may have got stirred up tonight. And you might say, you know what, I'm going to get off my couch and I'm going to believe that my dreams can be more than just a dream, but that they can truly come to pass if I will rise up and act on my faith. I've been inspired. And so she's going to pray those two things. She's going to first pray for those who say, I want to pray the sinner's prayer. Pray with me that I can be born again tonight, you know, as a result of the broadcast. And then for those who say, hey, I want the strength in God. I want my faith to get in place so that I can dream again, and I can truly believe and trust God for the things that I know he's put in my heart for the months and days ahead for me. So, Pat, why don't you pray those two prayers with our listeners?
Okay. Right now, the ones that want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and you can begin your journey right today with him. I'm going to say this prayer, and you can just repeat after me. I know you're ready and willing to start this new life in Christ. And I know it's one of the best decisions you can ever make in your lifetime. Okay, just repeat this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I believe that you died for my sins and rose from the grave. I now turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart to live. I receive you as my personal Savior, and I follow you as my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So if you said that prayer right now, he's in your heart. He's in your life. And right now, you start your new life. And find a church home that teaches the Bible, that teaches the Word, so you can begin to grow in your new faith. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. You mean pray for them for God's will for their lives so they begin to know His will or get into the ministry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Father, huh? Well, Father, I just want to pray right now, Father, for the ones that are out there that are seeking you and asking you, what have you called me to do? What is my calling? And I pray, Lord, as they seek you and ask you, that you will show them. It's like you showed me whatever, however you want to use it, however you want to show them so they will know in their heart what they're called to do. If you called them to be a Sunday school teacher, singing in the choir, it could be singing in the choir. It could be directing traffic. It could be it could be a lot of different things. It could be a pastor, assistant pastor, youth pastor, whatever he is. He'll show you that, and you can begin to start move into that calling. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory, Father. We thank you that they will know in their hearts what you're calling them to do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
well,
God.
We just thank God for you. Yes, praise God. Praise God. Wow. So, glory to God. We just thank the Lord for you, and we look forward to being with you, the Devoted to Him team. We pray for you every week. We have prayer on Thursdays and Fridays with you in mind, and we thank God that He's moving in our midst. And don't allow yourself to be left out. When the word goes forth and the anointing goes forth, make sure that you're paying attention and that you have ears to hear and eyes to see, because God got an answer for you every time. Every time the word goes forth, He's got a word for you, because He said, my word never goes out void, but it accomplishes the purpose and wherefore I send it. And we always, before this broadcast, during this broadcast, and after this broadcast, position our faith to stand with you for your miracle, for your breakthrough, for your answer, and we know that God answers. So we appreciate you. You have a wonderful week. We'll stay in prayer until we meet again. Stay tuned for our announcements and tell somebody about the broadcast. And come on Facebook, Misty Long on Facebook, Patricia Jones on Facebook, here on Blog Talk Radio, at our website, devotedtohim.org. We would love for you to communicate with us and let us know how you feel and what you're thinking. And know that you are appreciated. So you have a great week, and here's our final announcements.
You've been listening to Soaring with Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. please visit our website, devotedtohim.org, and join us on Facebook at Devoted to Him Global Ministry. Join us next time on Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence.